The Sportscast, April 19th, 2021. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels. Follow us on YouTube, Twitter, and Apple Podcasts. And if you're listening on your favorite podcast directory like Apple Podcasts or Spotify, and now we are on Pandora. Yes, Pandora carries podcasts, not just music. You can subscribe us there, leave a rating and review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on DAB Digital Radio. You can listen to us live on Alexa and on my tuner and Streama. You can listen to us there and also on thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net, and follow us on Twitter at thesportscast1. Also on our Instagram, thesportscast1, which we have late breaking news that Alex Smith is retiring quarterback. Good luck. Hopefully he does well in his future endeavors. Anyways, crazy 24 hours, actually, in Europe. I know a lot of our listeners are American listeners, but they are paying attention to this. This is very historic. A huge shakeup in European soccer or football, whatever you want to call it. The top 12 top clubs in Europe are forming their own league, calling the Super League. And it will challenge the UEFA Champions League. And here, a man that was born in Europe and knows what's happening, Jaime Fernandez, welcome back to the Sportscast.
Thank you, Santiago. Thank you for inviting. And yeah, I'm pretty excited about this new Superliga. And pretty excited about seeing what's going to end up happening. But it seems like very real now.
Let me describe it to the audience. I know some of them are still getting the news. I got the news right on a Sunday morning. A group of 12 clubs from across Europe's biggest leagues announced plans to form a new competition called the Super League. Great name. The league, should it be established, which it is slowly but surely by the hour, would offer permanent spots to some of the world's biggest clubs and play matches midweek, while allowing the involved clubs to remain in their domestic leagues or competitions. This plan is currently opposed by FIFA and UEFA, the governing bodies for the international and European soccer, respectively. The clubs are AC Milan, Arsenal, Atletico Madrid, Chelsea, Inter Milan, Juventus, Liverpool, Man City, Manchester United, Real Madrid, Tottenham Hotspur, and the Catalan Giants, Barcelona. Jaime, these are the teams so far. There's about 12. I believe the goal was 20. Tell me your first reactions over the news, and then we'll talk about the whole format situation.
Well, I heard about this a long time ago, Santiago, to be honest. It's been in our president's, which is, I'm a Real Madrid fan, so it's been in our president's head for a long time, and it's just a way to make more money and to, you know, help clubs to become more, you know, profitable. First of all, we need to understand that football is an evolution, like everything in life, and of course, the evolution sometimes goes with the market, and the market right now in the entire world is all about doing your thing and try to make as much money as possible, right? Am I right?
Yeah, yeah. Like, the end of the day is a business, and that's what it is.
Yeah.
And doing this format, Jaime, they'll be making 400 million more in money. I think it's euros or dollars, but they're going to be making more money than in the Champions League. Now, looking at this prospectively, which we spoke about this yesterday, you know, the group stage in the Champions League is probably the least watched compared to the second round. You know, in the group stages, you know, you're going to see teams like Budapest versus Madrid. Not high ratings. It's going to be a walk. And like, the argument is that usually the same top clubs win the Champions League. You're hardly going to see a Porto, that's once in a while, to win the Champions League. So what you're going to see every week or every 2 weeks, you're going to see a Ronaldo versus Messi, or a Tottenham Hotspur versus a Juventus. And that's something that is, you know, will get ratings and will get money. So, anything else to add to that?
Yeah, well, basically, it's what you say. I mean, like, just it's not about like he's more interested, of course, a big game like a Real Madrid Juventus or even Real Madrid Barcelona than a Real Madrid, like a Budapest team or whatever, Olympiacos. But at the end of the day, it's more than that. They realize they want to give to the fans like a new completely experience based on a realistic competition where only champions fight champions, I like that. I like that because, it's a chance to prove who is the champion of the champions, which also in the Champions League, we have that. But what they decide is like, let's see who is better, like battling everybody from the beginning right away, not just from February in advance, which is what you say. Like, I feel like it's gonna be an amazing competition. And let me just throw you something there and tell me your opinion, okay?
Ask me away.
Okay, basically these type of games we don't realize, like, but at the end of the day, if we go into a domestic leagues, we're gonna still have that. But when we talk about business, we talk about TV, all right? Because it's where also marketing is generated. It's also where, like all the big contracts come from. So at the end of the day, if you are here, for example, since our, the people that is listening right now is most likely from the US, what they rather see, Santiago? You feel they rather see a Eibar against, like Elche or Villarreal, or they rather really watch a game between, Real Madrid, and it doesn't need to be a super big like Tottenham.
Which,
Of course, at
yeah,
the end
of
of the
course,
day,
I want to see, Harry Kane and Benzema on the same field playing against each other, which we'll get to Tottenham a little bit later on the show, but please continue.
but my point is like, tell me who will have more respect, more fans to watch, because at the end of the day, it's not only the stadiums, it's just through the TV, the majority. Who will be more excited to watch like a game, like, do you think they will have more fans in the US, for example, just the Premier League, just La Liga, or the Super League?
No, so yeah, Super League by far, and there has been talks even prior to this weekend. I've heard with Amazon, with Facebook, with the Zone. Part of beIN Sport is also involved with that. So there's a lot of players or moving parts that are happening behind the scenes right now. Now let's get back to this whole situation, Jaime. Why this past weekend? Of course, there was rumors that UEFA had a meeting on Friday to discuss the new format of the Champions League to increase it to 36. Was that a spark for these big clubs to start the Super League?
What do you say again? Sorry.
So UEFA had a meeting on
Yeah.
Friday, and they finalized it today, and they announced it that they were going to increase the Champions League teams from 32 to 36.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the big clubs who are forming the Super League apparently didn't like that. And I guess they wanted to receive more money. Do you think that was one of the reasons why they want to leave the Champions League and start the Superliga?
I doubt it. I doubt it. That's one of the reasons. Again, they've been working for this for years, and they now make it official, and everybody's like, "Oh my God, this is crazy!" But it's not crazy.
Now,
I feel this is a bit good for soccer, because specifically, I mean, we're gonna see better games, better quality, better football, and people is gonna fight more because even the small teams. I've been hearing in the last on reading news in the last couple of hours, like, small teams like, "Oh my God, that's no fair. Oh, this is everything about the big and rich clubs." It's like, no, it is not like that, because I feel like soccer players, they are gonna have a mentality now that, okay, I really wanna play that league. So I'm gonna fight really hard. I'm gonna give my best in a daily base in my trainings with a small team, because I know eventually one of these top 20 teams are going to give me a good contract. So I feel it's going to be good for football because it's going to give us a lot of, you know, like new different level of games where soccer players then have to perform like crazy, crazy good. And I can compare this with NBA because also it's true. NBA, there's so many games in the entire year, but what really people cares is what happened with the playoffs, right? So this is going to be kind of the same, but what they are doing is they are creating a league where just the playoffs are going to be playing, kind of like, let's put it like that.
Yeah, that's something that is the comparison is to the NFL or NBA, where there's no regulation in this league. It's pretty much, you know, stick to the best teams, and they want to compete. I mean, not compete with the NFL, but they're seeing what the NFL is doing. They make about $40 billion a year, so they're seeing those numbers, and they could do the same for this Super League. Now, looking at the consequences, if this does move forward, which it is, a lot of moving parts are happening as we speak. UEFA and FIFA have said they will sanction these players, Super League players, from playing any UEFA international competition, any FIFA World Cup. Jaime, is that a big deal? Or do you think people are saying, hey, we don't care about the World Cup anymore, it's all about the clubs?
No, that's not going to happen, first of all. That's just a way that UEFA is trying to scare these 12 clubs that got an agreement to basically, I mean, which is a good strategy. They probably did it right away to not only scare the clubs, what they are scaring is also players from those clubs. Because, of course, if you're a soccer player, you want to play everything. You want to play with your club, and then you want to play with the national team. So at the end of the day, you want to play everything. So what I think is UEFA and FIFA are trying to scare them to feel like, oh, now you're going to talk with your president and going to let him know, hey, I really want to play with my country. But at the same time, honestly, I feel like what they need to do is very simple, and it's not difficult. It's just they need to sit together, all together. They need to see the club founders of this Superliga with FIFA and UEFA, and they just want to get to an agreement. It's not like they're like, oh, we're going to do this with or without FIFA. No, they never said that. I mean, they want to do it, but of course, they're going to need to sit with FIFA and UEFA, because those are, it's like creating something here and avoiding all the laws from the government. You cannot do that. If you're going to create something, you need to follow certain rules, right?
Correct. Yeah. Like, you know, like the clubs can't have the whole say with everything. But like you just brought up something interesting. Do you think some type of an agreement will happen? Let's say hypothetically, Jaime. Hypothetically speaking, that UEFA says, okay, let's reformat the Champions League. Let's condense it down and make it close to what the Super League is doing. Do you think that could happen?
It could happen, but most likely what I feel is gonna happen is that they really want to think about why we are not making as much money as we should make, you know, and I think that's the problem about these teams. Like, they feel they should make more money, television wise and sponsor wise and all that. And maybe they realize, like, look, I know there is a big cake here, but the majority of the cake is divided between UEFA and FIFA. So I think that's what's kind of like happened. So they just say, well, if we create our own organization, the entire cake is for us, which is kind of selfish, but they are not saying, oh, your team is not going to be allowed to play this. They're just saying, yeah, you're going to need to play really good to be in this Super League. So eventually, Santiago, they are going to end up, you know, getting an agreement, and probably the name is going to continue be calling Superliga, they are not going to change that because maybe they invest already in that project, but it will have the approval of UEFA and FIFA. Hopefully.
The Premier League, La Liga, and Serie A have condoned the Super League. They all set out some statements since yesterday and also today. I think Serie A from Italy did it this morning, and they all condemn it. Two countries or two leagues, the Bundesliga and La Ligue 1, I have no teams going into the Super League. Bayern Munich said no. I believe Dortmund as well said no. PSG said no, and they were trying to close these deals between Mbappe and Neymar. What do you think about these two countries not joining the Super League?
I think it's just for the moment. Again, I mean, the news that we have is there is like 20 teams are going to participate, right? But the founders team are apparently only 12, right?
So far as 12, yes. And I think they want more eventually.
But I'm reading here 15 clubs. So, I don't know. It's kind of confused.
Like numbers keep changing.
Yeah, news keep changing. And what I feel is it's going to help. It's going to help having a better competition. I just don't feel like Champions League is, I mean, it is the best, but it could be better. And I just feel like PSG, I mean, and German teams, they will end up joining this competition. They will see the benefit, and maybe they will not join this year, which is kind of crazy. I don't see how is that gonna happen. But I don't know. Maybe the following year they might rethink. I don't know. It's kind of confused because also the president of PSG is a guy that he's known by his good relations with all these presidents and
yes.
All these South Arabia owners, and so it's probably. I mean, he probably said, "Oh, you know what? For now, I don't want to be part of this." But in the meantime, what do you think he's gonna do? If he wants to keep PSG in the top of the world, he's gonna need to join these teams.
Yes, and as Jaime was saying, the chairman of PSG voted for the UEFA Champions League reforms. So quite interesting the situation. Now there also is rumors, Jaime, no official statements, that this year's Champions League, this season, will be temporarily postponed. Do you foresee that happening, or do you think they'll eventually play them?
Well, I mean, we will see. We need to figure out a lot of details.
Amy, you still there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got cut.
It's okay.
Yeah, they need to figure out a lot of details and a lot of, you know, it's going to be up and down until the season starts. I mean, just my feeling right now, Santiago, is like, it's kind of weird that the Champions League is still playing, but they are thinking already in what is coming. So it's kind of like, kind of weird seeing how they're going to, whoever wins this Champions League. I mean, three of the four teams are going to be in the Super League. So it's kind of like, okay, this is basically to demonstrate that this league will be better with these teams, you know?
This could be like it's interesting, interesting times. But we'll definitely keep you guys up to date what's going to happen. Things are still developing. UEFA will probably make a bigger statement later on today or maybe this week. So we'll see what happens. Other news we had this week, today, this morning, Tottenham Hotspur fired Jose Mourinho this morning. Rumors have it that Jose Mourinho was talking about the Super League during practice and how and was having arguments with the Hotspur front office, and then he got sacked. Jaime, what are your thoughts over that?
Wow, I didn't hear the rumors. I knew he was like fired, but I didn't know because the Super League has something to do. Well, he was involved obviously in a difficult season. I mean, the competition in the Premier League is like crazy high, but at the same time in Europe, he didn't do a good, you know, competition in the Europa League. So, I mean, like, sometimes you have so many millions and a good team and you're not able to, you know, show up with results. So I feel it's okay. I mean, Mourinho had his days. He was like top in the world. But right now, I mean, like, you can see, I mean, I the standings, he's number seven. He basically still have options to put his team in Champions League. But I doubted that he was going to qualify to Champions League. So,
yeah.
I mean, let's see who's going to choose Tottenham to be the coach for the new Superliga.
Yes, as of right now, they have Robert Mason. He is the interim manager till the end of the season. Jose Mourinho was with Tottenham for about 18 months, and he was a week away from maybe potentially winning the League Cup, the Carabao League Cup, which Tottenham is playing this weekend against Man City. So he was just a week away.
Yeah, I know. That surprised me, but I don't know.
First cup win for Tottenham.
I believe in your rumors. I believe in your rumors that have to do maybe with something with the Superliga.
You know, I won't be surprised. I guess now we know Jose was against it, if that was the case.
Say again, sorry.
I guess we could assume that Jose is against the Super League.
We will see. He's definitely not going to coach a team of the Super League.
Which is my next question. Where do you see him going next? Do you think he's done with the Premier League and maybe go somewhere else?
I feel he's gonna try something maybe either like maybe Italy, Spain, but who knows? Nowadays also like national team is a good, you know, opportunity for coaches. And I feel if Mourinho is in the market, I mean, I know it's too short of time, but maybe some small teams will be a good chance for him to coach in the Euro 2021, which is coming this summer.
In a month from now. And Jaime was not able to go. Anyways, yesterday, Atletico is pretty much almost sealed the deal with La Liga, defeating Eibar 5-0. And then Madrid tied Getafe 0-0. Is La Liga settled for the season?
No, I don't think so. There is seven more games to go, and I feel like there is big games between these rivals. Like Atletico still need to play Barcelona, Sevilla is playing against Real Madrid, so we're definitely gonna see a nice end of La Liga. And even, I mean, people don't consider, but even I see the standings, and Sevilla has chances also. Who knows?
Literally
game by game now.
There you have it. Seven more games. A lot could happen up and down. Teams could go up and down and things like that. Jaime, anything else before we head into predictions?
No, that's it. I think we're gonna talk every day this week because the Super League is gonna bring a lot of news.
Hey, Jaime, I don't mind talking to you every day. Anyways, predictions today: Liverpool at Leeds. Who you got?
Liverpool.
Like a 2-0, 3-0?
It's going to be like a 2-1.
Brighton at Chelsea.
Brighton against Chelsea. I'm going to say I feel Chelsea.
Chelsea. But, well, speaking of Chelsea, if Champions League resumes this year, you guys, Real Madrid, play Chelsea. Tell us what your thoughts and your predictions of what could happen if it happens.
Well, it's going to be a really good game, really big battle, because Chelsea has a good defense. Real Madrid has an amazing defense too. And, you know, especially Real Madrid had a lot of injuries and people that they don't even know if they're going to be able to play, COVID cases. So I think it's going to depend a lot of the small details in those kind of games, especially when you are in semifinals, there's also a lot of pressure. So of course, like, it's gonna be a really tough game for Madrid. But I don't know. At this point, I have more faith on Real Madrid than Chelsea. But who knows? Chelsea has a lot of young players that they are coming. They are improving every day. So, and the coach, he demonstrated last year, he was able to make it all the way to the final. Maybe this year again.
Tuchel. Will Chelsea be tougher than Liverpool?
Say again.
Chelsea be tougher, harder than Liverpool?
I think it's gonna be more difficult for Madrid to score. So I feel it's gonna be a game that is definitely gonna be tied in either in both games or in one of the games that are gonna tie for sure.
There you have it.
So we will see a good game in the Stamford Bridge.
If it happens.
It's going to happen. For sure.
Poll question of the day. Jaime, this is a good one. What goes best with garlic? Options are garlic bread, pizza, spaghetti, or chicken.
Oof, I will go with garlic bread.
Me too. That is the best thing, man. Like, even if you're, like, hungry or if you don't believe in food, or garlic bread makes you eat. Anyways.
Yeah. Definitely.
75% says spaghetti and 25% says pizza. Garlic at zero, chicken zero, but I'm sure people will have time to vote for garlic. So go on our Twitter page and vote for garlic bread, because I voted for garlic bread. Well, I haven't yet. I haven't had time because I'm trying to look up new news for the Super League fiasco. Jaime Fernandez, what is the best way to reach you to talk to you about if Madrid looks better in blue?
Well, through the best sportscast in the country, through you.
the sportscast, yes. Message us to reach out to Jaime. And you can reach us on Twitter at thesportscast1 or on our website, thesportscast.net. We'll be having hoops, the best of hoops with Jordan Vargas tonight. And then on Wednesday, we'll be back on another episode of The Update. Not sure if we're going to be talking about soccer, if anything big happens, maybe. But we'll, if not, some NFL draft and things like that. Anyways, Jaime, any closing words before we head on to lunch?
No, I think it was amazing. And it's always good to talk to you. So, I mean, keep me updated with the best news.
I'm trying. Hala Super League.
Hala Super League, yes.